This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Your sister Haifa Yunus from Jannah Institute is with you. Today is Friday, the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, the 9th day of the first month in the lunar month. And tomorrow is Ashura, the 10th day. And people are, you probably are hearing about it. You need to fast. It's the 10th day. So I want to share with you, what is this special thing? What's the virtue? Why Ashura? Why not 13 or 14? Simply the following. When the Rasul entered Medina, he found the Jews fasting. And he asked why they are fasting. And he was answered, Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, the Jews are celebrating the day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved Sayyidina Musa from the tyranny of Fir'aun. So Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam responded right away, we should celebrate even more and I will be fasting. So that's number one. In another hadith, Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas have narrated that he said, there is no day more virtuous to fast than these days and the 10th of Ashura. This hadith was narrated during Ramadan. So Rasul was teaching his companions that fasting Ramadan is very virtuous, which we all know, but he wanted to make a point that fasting the 10th, which is tomorrow, Saturday, is as virtuous as fasting Ramadan. Now, one thing we have to know is not an obligation. It is not an obligation because in another narration, he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, this is the 10th of Ashura, the meaning of the 10th of Ashura, virtuous day, whomsoever wants to fast, let him or her fast, and whom does not want to fast, it's up to them. However, the reason I am reminding everyone, myself, number one, the virtue of the 10th of Ashura, number one, is we are following the sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And he said it before, whomsoever resuscitate my sunnah, his sunnah alayhi salatu wasalam, he will be with me in Jannah, number one. Number two, and this is the virtue about it, the person who fasts Ashura tomorrow, inshallah, will have his or her sins of the whole last year removed. Yukaffir, removed, as if he or she did not do it. Who doesn't want to do that? Somebody will come and says, well, you said this about Arafah. If we fasted the day of Arafah and the virtue of the day of Arafah, remove the sins of the year before and the year to come. The answer is from Arafah till now, how many we did. How sincere we were in our fasting. Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it? We don't know. Allah is generous. But the point I'm trying to make, let us be hunters of good deeds. It's just similar like when we have a sale and everybody goes and buy things in sale. Why do you want to buy it not in sale? Same thing. Virtuous, you as a man or a woman, a mother, a sister, fast. Ask that your household, your children, your mother, your father, whoever can, let them do it too. You will get the reward. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us all.